This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, I have a poll up based on my lead.
Quickie Twitter poll.
Which would you rather, Cam Newton for 1 year and $1 million?
Yes, we can.
Or Patrick Mahomes for 12 years and $503 million?
Oh, Mahomes.
The responses are in Honk City. 54% of the respondents want Cam Newton over Patrick Mahomes.
Cultural change is hard.
We are pathetic. We are an embarrassment.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and tomorrow.
Safe, guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
I like going on Instagram and looking at smokes and food.
You can't avoid the smokes on Instagram. You go to that search thing and it's just, how do you get out of there?
It's inescapable. But you realize when you go to the search thing, it populates based on what you look at. Yeah.
I've never searched for hot babes on there.
Well, it
gives him big-breasted women because he always looks up Ordway.
He's officially...
Isn't that interesting?
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
Nail salons are back open right now. So they have a big plexiglass divider between you and your nail technician. And I know we got to keep everybody safe.
Do you really call them nail technicians, by the way?
Yeah. That's what they're called.
Nail technicians.
Yeah, come on, Hardo.
Well, that's what they're called.
I thought that was a little intense.
You call yourself an engineer, guy.
But also...
Whoa! Joined by...
Yeah!
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Top five World War II movies, Brad Falco.
Oh, that's an easy go. Love the Jojo Rabbit. Surprisingly funny. Hitler, sneaky funny guy. Of course, Hacksaw Ridge, Mel Gibson, Saving Private Ryan. Yeah. The one with Ben Affleck.
Tragedy. It's like Macbeth.
Inglourious Bastards, where Newton resident Eli Roth played a Bostonian and used to beat people up with a baseball bat. Yeah.
Hey,
you
Brad
put a baseball bat in, I love it.
Ooh. And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Stop the fireworks. I had Taco Bell tonight. Double bean and cheese chalupas. Oh, boy. I can't stop pooping myself every time my house shakes from the massive explosives outside.
Amazing.
Poop fest.
SOS Marty. Please help.
Google it.
They're not taking this seriously.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID.
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio. Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
This bleep calculus.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi, happy Thursday. Is it Thursday?
It's not only is it Thursday, it's beautiful out.
Ah, a little humid.
I guess there's some kind of a tropical disaster coming on Saturday, which I wish if they knew that, they just wouldn't tell everybody because we are limited by how many nice summer weekends we have. But today, it's beautiful. Nick, hello?
Guys, how great are tropical disasters on a Saturday? Huh? Good morning, Greg.
Curtis, Ken?
Hi.
Hello?
Yep.
On the show this morning at 6:45, we will get to the dumbest of the day. But before that, or right now, if you'd like to call, you'd like to be a part of the show, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text your comment to the text line, which is 37937.
This is The League.
Bad Company, Ken?
Yeah, I nailed it. What? No, I couldn't beat you with that one. Well, moving on. The Ivy League is moving on. Sports in the fall are Dunsky.
Oh, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe in the spring, and I think this is what the Power Five football conferences need to do. The money that they generate for universities is staggering. USA Today did a study that more than 60% of the Power Five schools combined take in an annual operating income of $1 billion just based on attendance alone. 19 schools get $20 million in revenue. 11 schools get $30 million in ticket revenue. Ohio State generated $51 million alone in football attendance revenue. We're not going to get fans in the stands in the fall. If we do, it'll be minimal. So for colleges to generate the revenue, they've just got to punt. Got to punt to the spring, hope they can pack the stadiums then with a vaccine and a therapy. Move it. The Ivy League is setting the tone.
And what do they do about the spring sports? Just forget about the spring sports.
Play the ones you can, but the sad truth is football is number one in the pecking order and everything else just falls by the wayside, if need be.
What? Spring athletes can't play?
Look at the money. Look at the money.
And try telling that to a university.
They can't open the doors of the building unless football plays. That's the sad truth of American universities.
And what do you do about the NFL draft? So
push that back.
Push it back?
Yeah, push it all back.
To when? Well, when do you do it? In July?
March, April, and May could be your college football season.
Okay.
So you got the draft in June. What's wrong with that?
All right. And those seniors, they're going to play with the draft right around the corner?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. They will. All right. Yeah. I don't understand why you can't have it, whether it's football or whatever the sport is in the fall, why you can't have those athletes play, have no fans there, and give them a chance to have their season so it doesn't have to happen in the spring. But I get it. I'm out of touch on some things, apparently. Curtis, what do you got?
Well, yesterday evening I saw a story, and it's one of those ones where it actually hurts a little bit to see. Josh Gordon, former Patriots wide receiver, as we well know, embattled with alcoholism and other addictions, is selling his Super Bowl ring from Super Bowl 53. And it just, you know, I don't know what's going on in his life. I obviously have no idea, but this suggests that things may not be going very well. And I have an idea. Tom Brady and Bob Kraft can get together now that they're not on the same team anymore, but close friends and good people. I believe Kraft is as good a philanthropist as Boston has ever known, and Brady's a good guy. Buy the ring from this company, Heritage Auctions, and hold on to it and give it back to Josh Gordon when he's doing well.
Yeah, Brady can use the PPP money that he got.
Right, exactly. Reinvest the loan from the government. And
do you think he's struggling financially and that's why he's selling it?
Yes.
Probably. That'd be the only reason. That'd be the only reason around what, right? Yeah, that's
right.
Sad.
Yeah,
that is really sad.
It's super sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, speaking of things that are super sad, Greg, I would like to welcome you, family, friends, fellow Patriot fans today to the eulogy of Jared Stidham's career as the prospective starter for the New England Patriots.
The franchise?
That's right. Stidham, long be gone. Oh, where were you when the day we got Liddy for Stiddy no more?
It's over now?
It's over.
It's already over.
Because with the official announcing of Cam Newton signing last night, and the hype video that the New England Patriots obviously spent extensive time putting together, you realize that's not what you do for QB2 or QB3. Cam Newton, who will be wearing one for the New England Patriots, so obviously he bought it off Pat the Patriot, that is your starter for the New England Patriots. Jared Stidham, New England Patriots starter, is Dunsky.
There's not even going to be a competition for the job, in your opinion?
Nope.
Is he wearing number one for number of good seasons he's had?
Well, then it would be 2.5.
The guy was an MVP, Curtis.
Right, that was a great year.
That was the year.
Okay. And he was good in 2012, and he was good for the first half of 2018, if you want to go by statistics, Curtis. But this is about Stidham. Would you have a moment for the departed, Curtis, please?
I apologize.
His career's not even cold yet.
It's over before it started.
Over before it started, Greg.
All right. Danielle, what do you got?
Pubs and restaurants in the UK reopened on Saturday after more than 3 months in lockdown. And the British Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, has announced a new initiative called Eat Out to Help Out, whereby the government will fund a program through, I believe, the end of August that will give any diners who eat out 50% off their bill between Monday and Wednesday in order to encourage people to go to restaurants. Now, the Brits are not psyched about this plan. I went through some of the tweets of people that were angry with this, anywhere from complaining to, you know, I can't feed my family at home because I'm not working, but you want me to go out to eat and pay half, to really, I've been sitting around this whole time and all I can get is 50% off my chicken meal. Are you kidding me? So I don't know how well it's going to go over, but they've been putting a lot of energy behind this to tout this program and roll it out. So we'll see if it's successful in getting people back out, especially in the beginning of the week.
So it's like fish sticks for 50% off or basically, whatever, bangers and mash. Whatever they eat over there.
Yeah.
And the government's paying for it.
It's capped out at £10 per person, which at today's exchange rate is a little over $12.
Not a bad. So it's a food stimulus. It's like an eating out stimulus program.
This just in. Greg Hill moves to London.
Well, speaking of food, I just want to take a moment to send thoughts and prayers to NBA players at the bubble in Orlando who are all over social media sharing photos of their pathetic airline-like meals that they are being served at Disney.
Are they better or worse than the meals served at Firefest?
They look very similar, actually.
It's JetBlue.
I just want to let those in the NBA know, LeBron James and others, that we're here.
We got you.
We care. America grieves for you. Meanwhile, talk about not reading the room. There's how many millions of Americans that are out of work right now are getting their food from a food pantry and are probably not that sympathetic to your plight.
No.
But I appreciate
Well, they're athletes, Greg. They need to fuel properly.
But why, like, does Disney not have their chefs working? Or, like, why are their meals so...
They must not.
Is it because they can't bring in people from the out, like the people have to be locked down with them. That's why their meals are so
literally
pathetic.
When I said like their caterer is JetBlue, like poor Enes Kanter walks into his room last night. He's bigger than his own bed, and he's got like the wrapped Otis Spunkmeyer muffin for a snack. Come on.
All right. Those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. If you would like to call, you'd like to be on the show, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And with what is trending this morning right off the bat, here is Ken.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. Go shopping, get rewards, and save at Shaw's with Just For You. They stole your motto, Greg, hungrier than ever, with the video the Patriots put out for Cam Newton. That was what you said to Downstairs Joe when you took the job.
Yes, I said hungrier than ever, ready to go. Put me in, coach.
But it's official. Cam Newton's a Patriot. Mm-hmm. The physical has been passed, so that's good, right? Everything checked out? No tennis elbow, Curtis, like your boy Brady?
Full details on the contract, are they public? And I'm asking because do we know the incentives that get him to $7 million?
We don't know the full extent of what those incentives are. It's a $550,000 signing bonus, 1.75 base salary, up to 7.5 full season with incentives.
And, okay, I just like to know how likely it is that he gets close to the $7 million. Because I'm constantly finding ways to make Curtis look like a fool. So
I bet you they're difficult to achieve based on the Brady and Gronk incentives of the last couple of years. They had to really hit a lot of season-ending stat metrics.
Yeah, right? But you're talking about completely different salaries for both of those guys. So if you're Cam Newton,
that's true.
You're willing to take that veteran minimum deal, you're looking at incentives that you can hit as far as what you want in the rest of the deal. But I'd be interested to find that out.
My guess is, I don't know what the number is, but it's per game roster bonuses. So basically, if he's healthy, he will get a substantial amount of those incentives.
Mike Giardi, our good buddy, tweeted that he's been doing some due diligence on Cam. An ex-teammate told me he's, quote, motivated to stick it up everyone's ass because of the delay in signing. He has taken names. So there you go. More motivation. And he was left off the ESPN top 10 quarterback ranking, which Curtis tweeted out in glee last night. Brady was seventh, but no Cam on the top 10 list.
Stunning.
That's fine. He didn't play last year. In addition to the Ivy League scrapping fall sports, Stanford University is cutting 11 varsity programs, including fencing, field hockey, rowing, sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. 240 student-athletes and 22 coaches based on financial difficulties due to COVID-19.
Can I ask a question about Ken's plan for spring football and no other sports?
Yes.
What about all the student-athletes that are on scholarship at all these schools? So they just get rid of their scholarship because they don't play?
What about Lori Loughlin's daughter?
Right.
Is she
Olivia
losing
Jade.
Her crew scholarship at Stanford?
Yeah. I would say you'd have to honor them this year, and probably all bets are off after that. Raheem Mostert is requesting a trade. Could be somebody Belichick might kick the tires on. Fitzy, how'd you look like Mostert today? Pats jersey.
He's good, but the running back position is probably the last spot that they need somebody in, though. If they're going to run that Shanahan zone scheme, he's a perfect candidate. But Kyle Shanahan can grab anyone off the street or take anyone from the studio, plug him in, and get 1,000 yards out of him. So, bye-bye.
Amazon is pulling all Washington Redskins merchandise from their site while a name change is considered. The latest outlet to do so.
Will they be returning all the money that they have made from said merchandise over the last 7, 8, 10 years? Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Can we go through? Let's check out what else Amazon is currently selling. They sell everything.
Literally.
We were talking about sex dolls randomly recently, and they had like 50,000 sex dolls of all make and models.
Most important, hockey heaven begins August 1st, Hillman. How about games every 4 hours in hub cities, which means on the East Coast, based on the time delays, you'll have hockey starting at noon and a different game every 2 hours from noon until 10 p.m. At night. That is awesome.
I just clicked KKK costume in Amazon.com. They sell them. So they won't sell Redskins apparel.
That's a third-party seller.
No, but it's funny. I typed in Redskins, and you know the first thing that came up? Super extra-large Redskin Virginia peanuts.
Oh.
I thought the KKK rebranded.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Rocky Mountain Knights.
Yeah. They should relist that as the Rocky Mountain Knights costume.
Curtis is typing that into Google now, which is not going to go well with corporate. But.
Based on what I had to search yesterday for a few topics that we did on the show, we're fine. I haven't heard from Sid, so we're okay.
That's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Our first meal in Bublin, Orlando. We got steak, greens, sweet potato, chips, fruit, some cheese, bread, salad, and some milk. I actually like it a lot. Not bad. Thank you.
See, it's not that bad.
Thank you.
And his Cantor, not that upset with his steak and his cheese and his milk.
Okay.
So, not bad. I just don't, when it comes to the NBA players who are on social media whining about the airline-like food, I'm not sure that, as I said at the start of the show, I'm not sure they're reading the room.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot of Americans who have been eating only Kraft mac and cheese and Cape Cod frozen pizzas for the last 4 months, or in Ken's case, a lifetime supply of rice,
pinto beans,
and
lentils,
and Spam or whatever you stocked up. But yeah, canned. Was it salmon in the can?
It was salmon, yes.
Canned salmon.
Still have it.
I have a quick update on Amazon, Greg.
Yeah.
So they're not selling any more Redskins apparel. But if you want it, for $185, you can get authentic Nazi Germany coins.
Oh, really?
Yep.
But not a Redskins jersey.
No.
Straight from Brazil.
Not a Redskins jersey.
Do you collect those like a challenge coin?
I think Schilling just bought some.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Curtis.
He collects Nazi stuff. He's admitted it.
So I don't understand why, if the food is going to be a big issue in the bubble, why can't they have like a great chef down there?
You would think. They claim
it's Disney. Like Disney, Disney knows how to prepare food.
They do.
I don't understand who's Disney preparing all of the food for the NBA guys who are in the bubble?
Yeah. It seems as though they're just buying it in advance. Yes, they have chefs on site, but it seems as though what they're doing is they're just buying the safest prepackaged items that they can guarantee have not engaged human contact prior to consumption. Where is the content that would come from Guy Fieri moving Flavortown to Orlando for a couple of months?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they understand that there are guys and women in Afghanistan that are eating MREs or whatever, and that most are not going to be sympathetic with their plight when it comes to making $10, $15 million for half of a season and enjoying yourself in the bubble down in Orlando. People are just not going to relate to your plight, unfortunately.
I have a statement from an NBA spokesperson regarding the food situation. During the required... Oh, stop it, Siri. No, Siri, I don't want you to do that for me.
Man, budgetary upgrade.
She pipes up whenever you don't want her to. During the required quarantine period, when teams first arrived at the NBA campus at Orlando, meals are delivered directly to hotel rooms. Each of the 22 teams were paired with a Disney culinary team who meets with each NBA team's nutritionist regularly to create menus to support specific team needs. If any player decides he wants more food after the fact, he just needs to let his team nutritionist know, and they will orchestrate that process.
Well, we learned during The Last Dance what an issue it was when food is delivered to NBA players at hotels with the poison pizza. So they better be careful down there.
We're all going
to... All by myself. Nobody will eat.
We're all going to be there when Giannis is like, man, 3 Faye yogurts, a Quest bar, and a Fuji apple. I requested Honeycrisp. That's it. I'm out of this bubble. Come on.
Jason Tatum posted his meal on Snapchat. I don't know if you mentioned this. If you did, I missed it. Ocean spray, white crayon, peach, looks good, a nice paper cup, and some kind of pasta with chicken in it. Not too bad.
No, it's fine.
Sounds like a hospital meal. I think he's mocking it, though.
It's a hospital meal. Ocean spray and pasta? Did he just have, like, day surgery?
What's stopping him? I guess he can't leave the bubble and go buy his own food? Is that the issue?
He probably can't do Door Hub or GrubDash or whatever is going on. I'm sorry, I don't think it's working out.
They can't do that? They can't do Uber Eats?
Nope. Don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's outside the bubble.
Because, Greg, if you play for the Sixers or the Bucks, there's a good chance you're going to send Tatum the 19 special. I mean, why wouldn't you try to screw with somebody? You got Pats fans pulling fire alarms in Foxborough every time the Steelers come to town. Mm-hmm. You don't think that somebody would try to taint Tatum's food?
Don't say taint.
I guess.
Do you prefer fiddle with?
Yes.
So we're supposed to be looking at these guys like they're being held prisoner in the bubble. Is that what it is?
This is not going to end well. This is the rest of the country is either out of work, taking a massive pay cut, or just trapped in their home with this illness going around. These guys are bitching about ocean spray.
These guys are on Instagram showing their steak that's not a filet. It was a ribeye or something. I mean, give me a break.
Mark Stein from the New York Times tweeted the night before last, food in the NBA bubble changes after quarantines are completed. Player meals won't look like airline trays after the first 48 hours.
Oh, thank God. Yes. Oh, that's good news.
Meanwhile, headline yesterday, 32% of Americans miss home payment in July. But oh no, I have a gluten allergy, and this meal isn't good enough for me.
And by the way, I try not to pay attention to what Nick Wright is saying, but did he say yesterday that the Celtics have a 0% chance
of
winning the title?
I think Nick Wright has really landed on something, that whenever he rips a Boston team, he actually gets talked about, so now he's just doing it all the time.
But 0% chance.
0% chance.
Oh, Ken, you want to play the audio probably, right?
Of course.
I'm fine with that. Let's hear what Nick Wright said yesterday about the Celtics.
I want to be clear. Chances Celtics win a title are, by my calculations, 0%. Here's why.
Zero.
The Lakers are at 62%. The Bucks are at 28%, so now we have 10% left. The Rockets are at 5%. The Clippers are at 4%. And the team we're about to talk about, Philly, eats up the remaining 1%. So I apologize. If there was 102% available, the Celtics would be in there. But with just 100% available, the Celtics are at 0%, Antoine. I'm sorry to say.
Kidding me?
Where did he get up those
62%? They're the future superstar of the NBA.
They could have the most offensive depth in the Eastern Conference with the guy who was playing legitimately the best basketball prior to the March 11th Rudy Gobert shutdown. And Nick Wright is saying they have a 0% chance. Book it. Let's pull our money. Are we allowed to do that?
They do it other shows here. Yeah, go for it. By the way, Brian Scalabrine, he's on a hunger strike until Jason Tatum gets a good meal.
There may be an issue, though, when it comes to we were waiting for a higher profile player to determine that he wasn't going to play for when it comes to the NBA.
Right.
And there was an announcement yesterday about
Kawhi
that.
Leonard.
Yeah.
So
do you think that makes a difference?
Yeah, I think that it's interesting to listen to even Tatum and the Celtics players that are there. They're there begrudgingly. I mean, he's posting about the food, kind of joking, but I think a lot of the players, to a man, would rather not be there. And the more guys like Kawhi. But the thing is that LeBron is the number one by a wide margin in terms of the guy players look up to. And LeBron wants to play because he knows his time's running out. And these championship opportunities are not going to be that easy. And he needs more titles to his resume. So there's no way LeBron is not going to be there, which means all the Lakers will be there, which means that the competitors of the Lakers likely will, despite Kawhi Leonard.
But Kawhi's going to go just delayed, right? They just gave him like a family reason to go late. So
they were speculating on ESPN yesterday that this was something to keep an eye on, that he may not end up there.
He's a weird dude, Greg. He's a very weird dude. And if he doesn't go, you take the Clippers out, and they're considered top three, top four overall favorite. And that takes them out. And then if he goes, some other people are like, well, if Kawhi's not going, he sat out a season, then went to Toronto and won a championship. So do I need to do this whole pre-wrapped muffin, three-month hotel bubble nonsense? Could be bad news for the NBA.
So was he just going to show up game one, 10 minutes before it starts?
He honestly might.
Because of the food that he's seen on social media? Is that the reason why?
Enes Kanter's 7 feet tall. He's got like a 6-foot bed. What the hell is he going to do? Have you seen these rooms? They're like Hyatt. They're like... They're like adjusted Hyatt places. There's no sofa.
Well,
there's no sitting.
They're not staying at the Grand Floridian.
I know, but there's like no. You're like.
Well, why aren't they though?
I don't know.
Why, they should have put them in the nicest hotels.
You would think. I mean, the NBA has the money.
How bad can it be? It's Disney.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's pretty small.
You've never slummed it at Disney. It's the happiest place on earth.
It's not like the Charles River Motel or something.
Hey.
I mean, it's Disney.
There are some spots in the area. Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard actually said this morning, he said, only losers go to Disney without their family.
And then he did his world-famous laugh.
Poor Ken.
Uh-huh. Business.
Did you stay off property when you went to Disney, Ken?
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
It was with an arena football team.
Did you pack your food and bring it to the park?
That was actually the trip. The arena team got locked out of their hotel rooms. This made national news.
They had
a lockout before the game. Mm-hmm. They had to find their own way home. It was unbelievable.
This is Joe from Lowell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's up, Sully?
Hey, yeah. What's up, Joe? How's Lowell looking today? Lovely?
Lovely Lowell, brother. You know it.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to like
about
Lowell.
Hey, there's a lot to like. There's a lot of culture here.
Mm-hmm. Cultured?
Hey, how long until these guys are in this bubble until they start backing out? I mean, everything is okay now, but 2.5-3 weeks into it, where these guys are going to be like, this blows, man. Get me out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you feel like they don't want to be there, which is what Curtis was saying, Curtis or Nick, if you feel like they don't want to be there, then there's probably a chance that they get sick of it at some point. But, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like this is probably only my perspective. Because, you know, I was not, this will shock you, was not a great hoop player in high school.
You?
00 only got in if we were up by 30 to 40 points. But if you have the opportunity to play NBA basketball, I would think you would play it whether it's in a bubble or wherever it is.
But, it's July 9th, Greg. They don't play meaningful games for 3 weeks. And then if you do well, you could be in your 280 square foot Marriott room until October. Sounds great. Sign me up.
Do they get the points at least?
Starward points, yes.
But there actually are people, liked it a lot. Not bad.
There are people listening who travel for work. They get sent to another city for work for a month or something like that. I mean, that's such is life.
This is like being on a space station minus the astronaut sex appeal. You can't go anywhere. You literally go to the arena. You can't, there's no steam rooms. There's no exhaust. I mean, like, you can't even import entertainment. There's no sex clubs. There's no strip joints. Nothing. Nothing. You get bagged nuts and Hulu.
Can't they create like a rogue strip joint or something like on their own, and the like
what are they gonna cellophane strippers and have them delivered to the room like you do your evening snacks?
They can play video poker like Ken.
Can't they take the Honor Kitchen or whatever in the Comfort Six Motel and turn it into like some kind of their own club
the
or something?
Honor Kitchen. Oh,
those are so gross.
Are they going to make it into the
Honor? The Honor Kitchen,
the Honor Breakfast, the free breakfast kitchens that are just decimated by 5 minutes.
That sounds like an attack against Greg.
Nick loves them,
Curtis.
Nick, that was the best part of the spring training trip. was the free apps?
Did
and
you
the
see
beer?
The nacho bar?
Nick, it was a nacho bar. There's a free tap line. All the Bud Light you wanted. Who loses in that scenario?
Are these spicy?
What are you? Oh, and by the way, quick update on Amazon. You cannot get Washington Redskins gear, Greg, but for $6.99, you can get an adult coloring book full of serial killers.
Oh.
Really?
That's fun.
For $6.99, you can get the likeness of John Wayne. Casey.
What are you Googling over there?
Well, I'm not kidding. I just Googled serial killer. Look what comes up.
You just click history.
An adult coloring book.
An adult coloring book of serial killers.
Yes.
Actually, is available on Amazon, but they're not selling Washington Redskins jerseys. Is Ed Gein tractor salesman in there? That's my favorite serial killer of all time. Ed Gein, tractor salesman.
Mm. Interesting note, Nick. That's the computer Dale uses, so that's why the serial killer.
All right. Well, as I said earlier, thoughts and prayers to NBA players who are not eating four-star meals in the bubble in Orlando. It's a national crisis. It's a tragedy.
You know how every serial killer has like a mark that they leave? Mm-hmm. Dale's mark would be he would leave a mask on the face of the victim.
and he would wear a Bergeron jersey.
If we all freaking die.
All right. Speaking of that, there's been a local incident of mask rage involving a weapon that was in Bridgewater.
Bad.
We'll talk about that coming up at 7. But next, we will get to Florida, not like the rest of us. And it looks like those who purchased a coronavirus cure solution from a Florida man and his three sons may be entitled to a refund.
Oh,
it,
really?
It doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, so. Chloroquine?
we will get to that, and we'll get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Several not very sympathetic Navy veterans texting in with zero concern about NBA players since they spent several months on a submarine or on a ship or something like that. So they're not, when it comes to the food that the poor NBA guys have to eat while they're at Disney, they're not feeling very sympathetic toward them.
Yeah.
What hotels are they staying at, Ken? Are they at the ESPN hotel? Because somebody was texting in about the ESPN hotel at Disney not being that great. I never stayed there, so I have no idea.
Well, the higher seats are at the Grand Casino Tower, which is a pretty nice one, right? That's at the Coronado Springs. Just opened in 2019. So those look really nice, actually. The Grand Floridian is the next tier.
Okay.
And then the Yacht Club for some of the lower seats.
Oh. I think they took over four massive resorts in total, Greg. So it's the Troy Daniels picture that went viral the other night that I'm sure the NBA wishes that he hadn't put up on his stories, that had the prepackaged roll, the tiny salad, banana chips, a little thing of strawberries, butter, and, of course, the Stacy's pita chips, which I think was the Parmesan and garlic, which don't knock them until you try them.
Well, that's a snack, though.
That's the appetizer. If you look at the menu on the tray, that's the appetizer. The dinner was like penne with bolognese, and there was roasted... root vegetable medley.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful.
This Chris Chioza's thing with like the chicken and polenta in the beige styrofoam.
It's all the same color.
That attacked Sigourney Weaver in space. Yeah. This is some ugly S.
Can we stop for a second? Greg just said that a root vegetable medley sounded really good.
It does. Yeah. Maybe I'll replace my daily coconut milk smoothie. With that.
Danielle, he calls me every day at noon and just puts his blender on.
No, I don't, Curtis. No, stop making things up, Curtis. I don't. Well,
no, he's too cheap to buy a Vitamix, that's why.
Right.
Maybe it's the fact that it's served in the styrofoam that is getting to these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, if they threw it on a nice, if they plated it well.
No, that pasta looks so sad. It's like whole wheat pasta with nothing on top of it. It's just, it's sad.
Well, it looked like Jason Tatum had his own meal made.
Yeah, what was going on with that?
I still don't understand.
That's when you call the airline in advance and say that you have specific allergies to the food, so they make you a special dinner.
You ordered a kosher meal?
Yeah. What does he say Snapchat-wise?
Okay, the Snapchat line reads, Mom Dukes hooked me up.
Okay. What does that refer to?
I mean, his mother can't actually be there, so It's obviously a reference to, like, Mama Dukes, but I that doesn't look like a good homemade meal.
Thank you, Ken.
It looks pretty good. It's like spaghetti pasta with
as
some
I navigate this Snapchat.
I didn't even know Snapchat was still happening.
Okay, you read it for me. What does he mean?
I have no clue.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mom Dukes here.
Did she, like, send the Ocean Spray white crayon peach bottle? Like, I'm confused.
I'm sorry. There are people that are serving this country in dangerous locations who are eating, you know, frozen, dried, condensed dirt as a part of their MRE. And there's not a lot of sympathy for NBA guys that are at Disney and the quality of the food that they're getting, at least from me. So, all right. Coming up, we're going to get to the dumbest of the day, but first we got to get to this.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, Danielle, turns out that those who purchased a coronavirus cure from four Florida men may be entitled to a refund because it's not working, right?
Mark Grennan is 62 years old. He and his three sons were peddling what they were claiming a miracle product. It was called the Miracle Mineral Solution through an entity called the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing in Bradenton, Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, it's according to the criminal complaint. Now, the Miracle Mineral Solution was really just industrial strength bleach.
Bleach.
Which you're not supposed to ingest. Oh, yeah. I think most people know that at this point.
Was it flavored at least?
I don't believe so. Okay. I'm not sure if they were going for the ingestion route or the topical route with this, but they claimed, besides COVID, that this could cure conditions like cancer, autism, and AIDS.
Huh.
Go figure. Well, it turns out.
Kind of a cure all.
Basically,
If you would. Yeah.
Turns out not so much. It really didn't work for that.
Oh,
so
that's unfortunate.
They were issued a cease and desist at one point, and the dad was just like, nope, we're not going to stop selling. We're going to keep going. This product's great.
It's Florida. We're going to keep selling it. How much was it for the miracle solution?
I haven't seen a price on it.
Solution.
I'm sure.
So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way.
You know where.
That's right. Ingest the light. Come to the light. Let the light come to you.
These guys are really no different than the president. I mean, it's basically the same story.
Will you stop with your...
Nobody said cease and desist to him.
I mean, you go right to everything you do.
You suggest to inject Clorox. You want to revisit this from April? It's unbelievable what has happened.
Tom Brady's selling it now.
I don't want to. All right. So that particular miracle cure, whatever happened with Pat Robertson? Was it Pat Robertson who was... No, it was Jim
the
Baker.
Silver.
It was Jim Baker who was selling the miracle cure. Whatever happened with that?
Wasn't
he told that he had to stop selling that too, the silver solution?
Yeah,
he was
the
hired as a
general.
Chef for the NBA bubble.
No. Yeah.
Injection inside or,
all right,
or
so,
almost a cleaning because you see it gets on the lungs and it...
Ken, please, stop.
That audio is so incredible.
The man was suggesting ideas that might work. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how you do it. It's a brainstorm.
Uh-huh.
Public brainstorm. Yeah. All right. If you want to be on, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up after 7, we will get to the local mask rage story from Bridgewater, which involved a weapon. But before that, we will get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb. Dumbasses. People are so dumb.
Well, as a public service, we attempted to listen to everything that was said in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this Curtis was the dumbest of the day.
Well, I have found the answer to how can you bring Robert Kraft into a discussion about Deshaun Jackson's ludicrous Instagram post regarding Judaism. Shannon Sharp has your answer.
We ask black people to disavow a lot of people. You remember when President Obama was running for office, he had to disavow Reverend Wright. Whites never have to disavow.
No, I agree.
They stand in lockstep and barrel. Jerry Jones, Mr. Kraft, stand lockstep and barrel with Donald Trump, and nobody has asked them to disavow them. Now, Skip, where's our guy? Because you know in situations when whites say something bad in the NFL, they get Tony Dungy. Mr. Tony, he'll clean up everything. Where's our guy? Where's the person that we have if a black slips up that's in the Jewish community that can come to our defense? Like they send Tony Dungy out there to go to everybody else's defense.
It's a great point.
It's a great point.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
I know, right?
So he is suggesting that as a result of this, Robert Kraft or Jerry Jones would disavow Donald Trump. I see.
And they would be the white, as he put it, to sort of tell Deshaun Jackson that everything's okay. But I would ask Shannon, who is really ripping Deshaun Jackson in the NFL?
Nobody. It's surprising to me the amount of players that said something about Drew Brees. That are not saying anything at all about this.
Yeah. LeBron, hello.
Yeah.
He tweeted like four things in a row to 18 million followers or whatever he has, just absolutely ridiculing Brees, who up until that point, as I've mentioned a couple times, had a pristine persona. Literally was just thought of as a great guy, philanthropic, helped New Orleans through Katrina, and was completely railroaded. Whereas Deshaun Jackson attempts to quote Hitler on a Instagram post, and it's like, oh, yeah, it wasn't my words. I was just blindly reposting something.
Yeah. I mean, Drew Brees had to issue four or five separate apologies, including family members. His wife had to issue a tearful apology as well.
His kids did.
It's kind of silence from the rest of the NFL, which is interesting.
That's a great point.
This is John. What's up, John?
I wanted to ask Ken how come he never meant they play that Trump clip an awful lot, but how come they don't play the clip of Joe Biden saying it was xenophobic to shut down from China, or Nancy Pelosi saying go dance in Chinatown with every person?
Is he the president of the United States?
I also wanted to ask if you mentioned the other day on the news clip that Susan Rice was notified in 2014 that the Russians were putting bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, and I don't remember Obama going through and putting sanctions on Russia or saying anything to Vladimir Putin about what the consequences would be. I mean, she was notified about it. It's the exact same thing, but boy, what a hypocrisy, huh?
Comrade Ken, any comment?
What about ism? Anything to deflect from Trump?
Well, they take their lead from Curtis. What about ism, Curtis? That's what they call him on the text line around this place.
Hey, that's the nicest thing people call me.
I think the hydroxychloroquine is working though in some areas, Ken. I never hear you mention that on the program.
CNN reported that, so it's got to be
right. They did not. They cited a study which was very controversial, which nobody has supported besides this study in Michigan. Curtis doesn't read beyond a headline. CNN puts a headline up about hydroxychloroquine. He's like, yeah, see, CNN says it's good.
He doesn't have the time. He's on the 311 site reading all the quarantine 311 complaints.
But I'll make Ken sound nerdy like Dale because I'm such a cool hip guy.
Wow.
Good Lord. Wow. 12 reasons why I'm cooler than Ken. Let's do a story.
I mean, listen, who is hipper, to use your word, Ken? Ken or Curtis?
Oh, I mean, 1,000%
if you had to pick one, Danielle.
Curtis?
What?
No.
Yes. Ken, really?
Oh, all right.
Well, I mean, dress blacks or pleated khakis, that's a tough call, Greg. I don't know. Curtis, I guess.
All right,
but
my
that's
man.
Not. I wouldn't take the victory lap, but I would say just take the dub and walk
based
away.
Based on what, though?
I don't know. Dressing like someone that not from Upper Canada?
What? What do you have against cardigans?
He's got the whole Nordstrom catalog.
So he's saying Ken dresses like a Canadian tourist?
Yeah, Ken dresses like someone who, like, when you knock on the cabin door, would take 3 minutes, come out and go like, oh, first person I've seen in months.
Getting shame from compression socks, boy.
Ken, you don't even go.
That's for a medical condition.
You don't even go in a store. They do make you feel great.
I've got jeans and a golf shirt on.
I got a golf shirt on.
Did you get it for free playing at a company tournament?
It did.
No, yes, that's you did. Greg gets all his
company
golf
tournament golf shirts to work. Out.
He's wearing a shirt that Jerry gave him 7 years ago. It's a Shea Concrete
shirt. I like Shea.
Well, he's an upcycler. Hello.
Let's see.
Upcycling. Oh.
401 texter says, Ken all the way. Curtis is a national joke.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
wow. That's a little aggressive.
Wow.
Let's see.
National. I can't just be a joke
no,
here.
No, no. You're a national God. Joke.
Unfortunately.
Speaking of dressing for work, there's a new term. We probably don't have time for it right now, but maybe at 7:20 we could get to it. The social justice warriors have announced a new term that is the only one, a new word that is the only one you can use to describe somebody's appearance at work.
And so if that, someone so, used this word
so it's
to
not
me,
so it's not offensive.
I would be like, what?
You would?
God, I'd be like, really, that's what you came up with?
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah. Yeah. So we do not have time, unfortunately, to get to it right now, but we'll get to that coming up at 7:20. And we will get to the local mask rage story from Massachusetts coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.